Penguin Random House Audio presents The Last 4 Days of Paddy Buckley by Jeremy Massey. Read for you by Tim Gerard Reynolds. Preface. There's a Mickey Mouse clock hanging in my kitchen, probably still ticking. I've taken quite a bit of stick about it over the years. Mickey Mouse on his face, with his big open smile and wide eyes, walking in place with boundless joy and enthusiasm, surrounded by numbers. My friend Christy used to shake his head when he'd see it. "The clock's got to go, Paddy," he'd say. "It's probably not the right clock to have on your wall when you're 42 years old. But for me, Mickey's the patron saint of getting out of the soup with your spirit intact. No matter what's thrown at him, no matter how hairy things get, his happy demeanor never fades. He walks away with a whistle and smile every time. I've been to quite a few funerals in my time, more than most people, having been around the trade all my life. My father was a coffin maker for one of Dublin's largest undertaking firms, and I followed him into it, ending up making the arrangements and running the funerals. I always liked listening to the eulogies delivered after the mass was finished, and the congregation was settled back into their pews, waiting for a few words. A few years ago, I stood at the back of the church with my boss, Frank Gallagher, listening to a guy talk about his brother, who died at the age of 28 in a drowning accident. Everyone was pretty cut up over the loss, but this guy, beleaguered though he was, had a glow about him. Probably a few years older than his deceased brother, he stood at the pulpit with his John Lennon glasses and long hair.